神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are so glad to have you. We hope that you can learn something that will help you to better your life.
我们很高兴在节目中跟您见面，也希望你在节目里面得到一些资讯，让您可以过得更好。
In this program, we're going to talk about the art of listening.
这个节目我们要来谈一谈倾听的艺术。
Do you know how to listen?
你知道怎么听话吗?
How often does your mind wander when someone is speaking to you?
多少时候你听别人说话的时候,你的脑筋在想什么呢?
Are you really listening? Or is your thoughts on what you are going to say next?
你真的在听吗?还是你在想下一句话我怎么接?
Remember this, when someone speaks to you, whether it is a child's chatter,A teen's rebellious anger, an old man complaining, an interesting conversation, or just small talk at a coffee shop, you are either enduring it or enjoying it.
请你记得，不管是小孩的耳语，或青少年的那种悖逆的生气，还是老人家的抱怨，不管是很有趣的对谈，或是在咖啡座里面的小谈，你不是在忍受它，就是在享受它。
When you are just enduring it, your mind no doubt is wandering. But if you are enjoying it, you are an active listener, listening for the next word.
如果你是在忍受它的话，那么你当然你的脑筋就往旁边的事情去转。如果你在享受它的话，对于每一句话，下一句话，你都会很享受的。
Remember, real listening requires hard work.
真正的倾听包括你心里面的这种用心。
You see, our self-centered nature tends to tune out others and tune in our own thoughts.
人的自然自我中心本性呢，很容易就把别人讲话的部分啊，让他忽略了，然后一直想自己要想讲什么。
We have been aiming at being kinder and more gracious people.
我们一直希望成为一个比较仁慈而且对待人友善的人。
We have been setting some standards that will make us people with purpose and set goals that make life worth living.
我们也很希望我们有这样的目标，就让我们的生命或我们的生活更有意义，更有价值。
One of the main goals is to treat others as we would like to be treated.
那一个主要的一个目标就是呢，我们怎么样希望人家对待你，你就要怎么样对待人。
Living selfishly has pleasure for a short time, but soon builds some ugly character traits into our lives.
一个自私的人或许都为自己想，一下子你会有一些好处，但是慢慢的你会堆积建立一些不受欢迎或者是啊不可爱的一些特性在里面。
But learning to care about others is a lifetime of inner fulfillment.
如果你学习怎么样去关怀别人的话，是一个整辈子的内心的充实。
Of course, you are going to need help to fulfill these values in your life, and that help is of a spiritual nature.
当然你需要一些帮助，也就是从属灵方面的帮助， 才能够真的充实你里面的这种为别人想的这种啊需要。
In man, his inner life is self-centered.
因为人的里面基本上是自我中心的。
But only a spiritual renewing through Jesus will give you the ability to really succeed.
只有从主耶稣来的更新，你才能够对于那种对别人关怀上面的成功。
Let us think for a moment.
我们来想一想。
If people have true worth and dignity, don't you think each has the right to be listened to when they speak?
如果你认为每一个人都有他们的尊严还有他们的价值的话，难道他们的话不应该被倾听被接受吗？
You see, this is how we must put value on life.
所以呢，这是我们对人生命的一种尊重，一种价值感。
We were made by God with the special purpose of glorifying Him.
我们是被神所造，而且呢，有特别的用意是要来荣耀他的生命。
So that gives every individual dignity and worth.
这个就带给每一个生存的生命有他的尊严跟他的价值。
I worked in an island in the West Indies, and in a large town of St. John, there were two brothers.
那我在一个海岛上工作的时候，有两个兄弟。
The one was a very dignified man who was the head of a large church, but the other was the town drunk.
那一个呢，其中一个啊，他是教会里面的一个领导，另外一个呢，却是一个酗酒的人。
You never saw Reg unless he had been drinking.
你一看到这个弟弟的时候，他总是在喝酒。
Yet during his lifetime, he was a great poet.
但是他在他的生命中却是一个很有名很伟大的诗人。
He had even written a poem for the Queen of England's inauguration.
他甚至为了英国女王来海岛上呢写了为他写了一首诗。
He was talented and brilliant, but one who wasted his life in drinking.
非常有才气非常聪明可是呢却浪费他的生命在酗酒上。
He was never clean or neat, but when he would stop by the school to talk with me and ask for a little money, he used excellent manners, just like an outstanding gentleman.
他从来不穿着呢，从来不讲究，有一点懒散。但是呢，当他要来跟我要钱喝酒的时候，却很有礼貌。
My heart would go out to him.
我的心实在是同情他。
I never talked down to him or made him feel less than a man.
我从来不轻看他或把他看得比别人更没有价值。
I treated him with dignity and worth because under his sin and weakness there could have been a great man.
我对待他就像对待一个很有尊严很有价值的人一样。我明白他之所以这样是因为他里面有那种罪性。
I have never forgotten him.
我从来没有忘过他。
You see, until we recognize that everyone is worth our respect, we will lose the dignity of all men.
如果我们没有体会到每一个人都有他背后生命的尊严跟价值的话，那我们可能会忽略很多人。
And we will pick and choose only those that suit us.
那你就会只会挑那些你认为可爱的、可敬的这些人而已。
And this is the height of pride.
那这是人的骄傲。
For who are we that we can judge what is the dignity of man?
我们是谁呢？怎么可以挑人，然后来选择他们的价值呢？
Now let us settle then that each person has the right to be heard.
所以让我们定下这样的一个定义，每一个人都有权利被倾听。
Now how do we accomplish that?
那我们如何来完成这个呢？
Like everything else in life, we accomplish it by choice.
我们在成就一件事情的时候，都借着我们每一个人的选择决定。
We accomplish it by purposing to do so.
那当我们决定要做的时候，我们有这个目的，我们就去做。
And we accomplish it by knowing the skills necessary to do it.
我们也借着我们知道的一些技巧去完成。
I cannot make you choose or purpose to do it, But I can help you with some of the skills.
我当然没有办法啊，勉强你去做这个决定，但是呢，我可以帮你建议给你一些技巧。
First, we listen with focused attention.
首先全心的专心的注意听。
We don't interrupt.
不要去啊，当中做干扰。
Because we're listening.
因为我们在听。
Don't let emotions or anger enter your thinking. Keep calm and listen to them until they're finished.
保持你的冷静，不要容许你的情绪或里面的生气啊，能啊表现出来，因为呢，你正在听他说话。
Many a home and workplace would be a happier place if we would remember that.
如果家里面懂得怎么样彼此倾听的话，会成为一个很快乐的地方。
Don't begin to think how you're going to respond to them.
不要马上就想我怎么来对答。
And then don't be so quick to answer.
也不要太快回答问题。
Do hear the feelings that are being expressed to you.
请你注意去听对方在讲的感受的部分。
And then try to feel the feelings of that other person.
然后也用一个同理的心来为对方同样的感受。
Do consider what is being said.
然后也特别的注意对方他所说的一些连续的话。
And above all, maintain an eye contact. Look at the person.
特别是用你的眼睛注视着对方来听他说话。
Don't be looking all around when they're speaking.
当他说话的时候，你不要眼睛四处的搜寻。
Because then they know you're not interested.
这样子对方会觉得你根本就没有兴趣。
So you keep and maintain an eye contact.
所以注意保持你眼睛对对方的注视。
Second, listen without judging.
接下来，请你听的时候不要啊很快的下判断。
This is one of the main Christian teachings.
这是一个很重要的基督徒的一个原则。
Judge not that you be not judged.
也就是说不要论断免得你也被论断。
As a person is speaking and you answer them, don't criticize them.
当你要回答对方的时候请你不要用一个批评的方式来回答对方。
You may not agree with them.
或许你不同意。
There's a time maybe when you may have to face them, but don't always be criticizing.
或许你需要跟对方啊讲你的意见，但是不要用批评的态度来跟对方讲话。
Don't show contempt or disgust toward them. Oh, I can't stand that.
也不要把你的里面的感受表达得太真实。比如说呢，你对对方说呢，啊，我没有办法。
Remember,
继续听下去。
They're speaking out their heart.
记得他们是用心在谈。
We listen to them.
你也用心在听。
Don't communicate your own opinions all the time.
不要总是要表达你的意见。
And then don't react in a way that will put the person on the defensive.
不要讲一些话使对方马上产生那种保护抵挡的这种态度。
You know, we must allow them at times to grumble and complain. They really need someone to listen to them.
对方需要有人听他讲一些抱怨或者是叹息的话。
Allow them to express their negative feelings. Hopefully you will have an opportunity to help them later, but now they need you to listen to them.
你容许他们讲一些比较否定性的或消极的话，之后呢，你可以找时间来帮助他们。
As they talk, realize that at times you can be negative and be discontent also.
你要记得，你也曾经有过这种消极或者是悲观的想法的时候。
Third, let's listen without giving advice.
然后接下来请你听的时候不要给意见。
Don't give premature answers. In other words, before they finish, you have an answer right away.
在人家还没有结束之前呢，你不要马上就啊很快的下判断给他答案。
And do not laugh or make fun of the other person's feelings.
也绝对不要去取笑或者是认为很有趣的来 表达对对方的谈话有这种态度。
You may feel they're foolish for feeling that way.
或许呢，你觉得对方很愚蠢，怎么有这种感觉？但是你不要表达出来。
But when you laugh at a person, it belittles them.
如果你笑他的话，就好像在轻看他一样。
Take seriously the words of the others. Other
对对方讲的话，请你用很认真的态度去听。
They tell us in counseling when someone talks about committing suicide, that should wake an alarm in us. They may really do it.
当有人对你说他很想自杀的时候，你要记得那是一个警告，他或许真的会去自杀。
You know, many times a person will have a problem.
有时候有一个人有问题。
But when they can talk it out loud, many times the answer comes to them.
如果他们被容许把他的问题讲出来的时候，有时候呢，自己就已经有答案了。
So try to talk with them to draw out their own answer from them.
所以帮助他们把它讲出来，倾吐出来，有时候他们自己就会找到答案。
Do you know that active listening is more important than when you're talking?
这些你很用心的倾听呢，比你的讲话还更重要。
You're really helping another person.
那是真正的在帮助对方。
It shows a feeling of care that you have.
那表达的你对对方的关怀跟爱心。
You see, most people are not asking you for advice. They're just seeking for someone to listen.
你要知道，很多人来找你讲话，并不是来听你的意见，是来找一个人倾听他的心声。
And when we do this, it shows we're a caring person.
当你愿意这样做的时候，你就表达出你是一个关心他的人。
Now, when we listen to a person, don't become defensive or sensitive or feel that they're aiming at you.
那当对方跟你讲的时候，也不要太敏感，以为对方是在指责你或讲你。
Don't always expect the other person to have the same point of view that you have.
也不要期待对方总是跟你有同样的观点来看事情。
At this point, don't argue when you disagree with them. Remember, you are listening.
所以当有一些意见不同的时候，请你不要跟对方争执，总不要忘记你是倾听者。
It takes a person who is really has a depth of understanding to be insulted and then not to return that insult.
只有一个有深度的人才能够即使被对方无礼而不会去侮辱对方。
Do display acceptance of the person, even when you disagree with their words.
即使你不同意，可是还是要表达你的接纳。
Do look for the truth, the little bit of truth in what they're saying that may help you to help them.
好好的注意听一些事实，小小的一些细节事实，然后用那些来帮助他们。
Focus on a point of agreement instead of your differences.
那找一些你认同的地方，多于注意那些你不认同的地方。
Try to analyze your own emotions as they affect you while you're listening to the person.
你在听的时候，你也好好的仔细分析你自己的情绪反应。不要去影响到你的倾听。
Now you're talking with someone who really needs your help.
比如说你在跟一个很需要你帮助的人听他讲话。
Or at least they want to have someone that will listen to them.
他们也在期待有一个人真的听他们讲话。
We have many friends and family members that are like that.
比如说我们的家庭里面就有人很希望这样子。
And now you want to be a kinder, gentler person that really cares about others.
然后你就很仁慈的、很友善的来关心对方。
And so some of these points that I have given you, you need to begin to work on them.
所以这些我给你的重点呢，希望你实际的付诸行动。
You need to develop a calm, quiet attitude.
你需要建立出一个很冷静而且安静的态度。
Let us look on how we develop this type of spirit.
那我们来看一看怎么样建立这样子的一种态度呢？
Some people may think that it's a weakness, but it's really a strength.
有人或许认为安静跟冷静是一种软弱的表现，但是相反的，反而是很强壮的一种内在。
It takes discipline and purpose to keep a calm, quiet spirit.
是需要借着自我的节制，还有立下目的，才能够保持自己的冷静，还有安静的。
We have to become not easily provoked by what people say.
我们不要很容易就被惹生气起来。
We must not have an attitude that we know everything.
也不要有一种态度认为我什么都懂，什么都知道。
We must value the advice from the others.
我们一定要好好的去接受别人的意见。
We have to really seek to care for others.
好好的寻求关怀别人的这种内心。
To be a person like this is a person that God wants us to be.
这是神要每一个人能够这样子的。
We must learn to love.
我们要学习怎么样去爱对方。
Learn to appreciate.
也要学习怎么样去感谢对方。
And understand each other.
了解对方。
We mustn't close our heart to each other.
我们不要把心关起来。
But we must have an open heart to take in love for other people.
而且要对对方敞开，而且呢，把爱流露出去。
Don't try to turn away from unpleasant conversations.
对于那些你不喜欢听的对话或者是讲话呢，不要把它转开了。
But listen with patience.
用耐心来听。
Because this will show that you really care about the other person.
这样才会表达你是从心里面很诚恳的关心。
We need more compassion for one another.
我们对别人需要表达多一点我们的同理心。
We listen with an attitude of respect for one another.
我们的态度是一种尊重的倾听。
And what we're listening for is the true feelings of the person.
你听的也是你表达出你真正的感受。
Anybody can yell and holler at one another.
每一个人都觉得可以对对方大声的嘶喊。
It's easy to argue.
也很容易去跟对方争执。
It's easy to try to get your own way.
也很自然的，我们很喜欢用我们自己的方法来达到目标。
And to make people agree with you.
我们也很希望对方能够同意自己的想法。
And to do what you want them to do.
而且做我自己想做的事。
And this is what you hear so much of today.
这个都是太多人在有的方向。
It takes a love from God.To help us to love one another.
你需要从神得到爱来爱这些人。
So we have to develop within us a desire to know Jesus Christ so that he can help us.
所以你想要建立这些需要里面真的认识那爱的资源，也就是我们的神耶稣基督来帮助我们。
Because otherwise our selfish nature wants to do what we want.
不然的话，自我的这种自私的个性总是喜欢做自己想要做的。
But to learn to love others takes help from God.
你想要学习怎么样爱别人，接纳别人，需要神的帮助。
Now I'm going to go over a few things again that makes you a successful listener.
我要再做一个复习，让你成为一个成功的倾听者。
Now don't feel you must do the talking.
不要以为你一定要讲一些话。
They need you to listen to what they have on their heart.
他们要跟你倾诉他们的心声，你只要听。
When you do most of the talking, it means that you are self-centered.
如果你一直想要占有时间谈话的话，那表示你是自我中心的。
Don't give advice until you really understand what the problem is.
除非你真的很有深切的了解到问题的所在，不然的话，不要随便给建议。
Don't get angry.
也不要在当中表示你的生气。
Don't laugh at others.
不要取笑对方。
And then don't break a confidence.
也不要去破坏了对方的自信心。
This is so very important, my friend.
这些都很重要的。
It's so easy to take what someone has said to you and take it to someone else.
然后有时候有人对你说话，你把它传到别人的耳中去了。
This has caused great harm.
这个对它的伤害是很大的。
And if you can be known as a person that someone can talk to and they know it will go no further,You will be a blessing.
你要成为一个被对方信任，然后他知道说对你讲话，你不会传出去的人。
this truly is a wonderful attribute in your life.
这个就会成为你人生里面一个很大的德性。
But it's so very difficult.
但是很难。
Because there's something in us that wants to be able to say we know something about someone else.
因为人的内心有一种自然性，很喜欢让别人知道我知道你不知道的事情。
So purpose that you will not tell what others have told you.
一定要定下心意，对别人向你倾诉的话不要再传出去。
It's really not easy to be a good listener.
要成为好的倾听者不是容易的。
If you can do this, this will make you a person that others look to and respect as one that can truly communicate.
如果你真正做到了，那么别人会很信任你，尊重你，而且你是可以来找你谈话的人。
Now, how many times as you answer them, you may not agree, but a good little rule is say the truth in love, which means say what you have to say,but with an attitude of one that cares about the person.
如果万一你有需要讲一些不认同的话的时候呢，你要用爱心来说诚实话，必要说的还是要说，但是说的时候你的态度是关心，是诚恳的。
I remember one time someone said something about me. They said, I don't like her, but I like what she stands for.
我记得有一次有人谈到我对别人说呢，我不喜欢他的个性，可是呢，他所说的我倒是蛮赞同的。
What made the difference in my life was not me, but it was Jesus.
那事实上，别人不喜欢我，这个没有关系，最重要的是他们看到我身上有耶稣基督的这种形象。
When he became the Lord of my life, I accepted a new spiritual heart.
当耶稣到我的心中来，我的生命中来的时候，我有了新的生命的样式。
A new code of living.
我的生活整个更新了。
And a desire to enjoy life by caring for others.
我很享受关心爱别人。
What would this world be like if we really cared for each other?
如果在这个世界上每一个人彼此关怀的话，会变成怎么样呢？
You see, we have to work toward this.
我们需要对这个要努力的。
To make this a world that is a better world to live in.
好让这个世界成为一个更友善、更美好的世界。
You can build large buildings and beautiful office buildings and beautiful houses.
我们可以盖很大的建筑物，或很美观的办公室。或者是很好看的家。
You can fill your streets with cars and motorbikes.
我们的大街可以充满着很多汽车或者是很多摩托车。
You may try to work for all the material things that you can get.
我们或许可以尽量的去寻求一些物质我们想要的。
But this will make no true change in the person themselves.
这些对人的内心是没有办法改变的。
Something has to be changed inside.
人要改变，只有从里面来改变。
And this is what we need so badly.
这是我们所最需要的。
Not to go into the modern world with all the material things.
不是只有进入这个摩登的时代，而只有要那些物质的东西。
But to go into the world with something real in your heart.
而是你的心里面很踏实的，充满着一些真正的需要。
And the only one that can do this for you is Jesus Christ.
唯一可以成就的是耶稣基督。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。